Let me just throw it out there. Being a startup CEO is the most demanding and mentally exhausting job I've ever had. The decisions you make affect not only the future of your company, but the future of people who trust you to make the right decisions for the company they work for. It's extremely demanding. It never stops. And it's also the most thrilling experience of my professional life. This is Startup CEO Roles and Responsibilities. Well, by the way, this video is part of a new course we created on starting a business. So check out the link below to subscribe to that. All right, so here's some of my background in case you don't know me. Our company, Slidebean, is a web presentation platform, way easier and way more efficient than PowerPoint. We have over 600,000 signups from all over the world, over $1 million in annual revenue, and growing fast. We are a US company with a team of 20 plus people based in New York City and in San Jose, Costa Rica, where I'm originally from. I'm the CEO and one of three company founders. And everything in these videos comes from my own experience managing this, we'll call it a successful company, and a previous one who actually went out of business. As a CEO, you'll need creativity, people skills, number skills, patience, resolve. But before all that, and I think this is pretty much the most critical skill a founder needs, is the ability to learn fast and adapt. The truth is, as a CEO and as a founder, you'll need to do a little bit of everything in your company, especially when starting up. From tech tasks, such as setting up your email accounts and routing your domain, to understanding the employment legislation in your city, your state, and your country. As your company grows, you can delegate these tasks, but it's much easier to build a team by delegating your tasks than by hiring people to do things you have no idea how to do. When you know how to do something, you know how long it should take others to do it, which keeps your teams efficient. However, knowing how to do everything means, well, that you have to learn a bit about everything. Going back to my background and coming out of high school, I decided to study computer science, which didn't end up working for me, but gave me some basic knowledge in coding, which has been insanely useful as the CEO of a tech company. I understand, at least in the abstract, how most of our features work. After quitting computer science, I did my undergrad in digital animation, as in the guys that do this stuff for a living. But I fell out of love with this career path and ended up dropping out when I started my first business. However, I learned how to design. I don't consider myself an excellent designer, but I know how things work. I can tell good websites and bad websites apart. And before Slidebean existed, I could build a nice looking pitch deck without any help. So as you can see, I don't have a business background. Still, I end up knowing accounting, financial models, human resources, and I live and breathe Excel. I know legal documentation for startups. I know how stock works, loans. I can't say I'm an expert in either of these matters, but I understand them. As a CEO, you just have to. You have to learn something new every day, and you have to learn fast, and no career path can prepare you for everything you need to know. While this may vary from company to company, I'm gonna break down the tasks that I need to perform at Slidebean. Again, at the time of writing, we are a team of 20 people based in two countries. So I'll start with my core tasks, or the ones I feel I'll never be able to delegate, and then I'll move on to the functions that I am already looking to pass along to somebody else on the team. All right, so job number one for the CEO, don't run out of money. Job number two, don't run out of money. Balance your new hires, your budget expansion with revenue forecast to spend capital efficiently. I'm understating how important that is. It is your responsibility to keep the company going. Then define the company roadmap and strategy from yearly to quarterly to monthly deployment plans. Connect the tasks of all the teams. So ensure that we are all rowing in the same direction and sync feature launches with marketing campaigns and customer training. You are the one person in the company that oversees everything that's going on. Optimize and facilitate so that the other teams can work more efficiently. Preside over the board of directors and keep board members and investors updated and informed. Create and care for company culture. Again, this is easier said than done, and it's so much more important than it sounds. Keep the team motivated. Our revenue information is open to everybody in the team, so they know every day whether our revenue is meeting expectations or not. It's my job to keep everybody calm so they can perform at their full potential, even if things are not working as planned. Deal with compliance, so understanding legal and tax situations and how the company is addressing them. Most of those tasks will apply to pretty much any company, but on more Slidebean and me-specific tasks, these are some of the ones I'm planning to delegate soon. Write the scripts for these weekly videos and oversee the content marketing efforts we make. Approve large product or service purchases. That again lands back on the budget stuff. oversee the marketing site, our landing pages, and the strategy to improve it. Lead some of our new marketing experiments, once again, so I can understand them and then delegate them. Define salaries and benefit packages for our team based on company budget. Create and follow up on critical partnerships and business proposals. And a lot more stuff that I can't remember. Point here is, starting a company and managing a company is a marathon, not a sprint. And this is not my quote, by the way. If you're considering starting a business, you need to prepare yourself for what's to come. Here are my top three priorities or suggestions before you go on and become a founder. Don't start a company for the sake of starting a company. I see a lot of entrepreneurs who just wanted to build a business and then they sat down and tried to come up with an idea for it. I think that that's the wrong approach. In most cases, your startup idea comes from your own experience, either a unique industry insights you learned at your job, an exceptional talent you acquired, or a business opportunity that you have the skills to monetize. Second, uncertainty. Be prepared for not knowing where your company is going. For the first few months or even years, you will have limited visibility about your future. So you have to embrace living in the moment. Truth is also, most startups fail. That's a sad but very real statistic. So even if your idea is great, be prepared mentally and financially to deal with failure. Don't quit your day job until you're ready and you know when to go back to a day job. Finally, long working hours. As a founder CEO, you are working on your business pretty much 100% of the time. Your brain is always going to be focused on your business, and it's incredibly exhausting. Even vacations are hard to enjoy when people's lives depend on your decisions. I can talk all day about drawing boundaries and setting aside personal time, but the truth is, as a founder, vacations and holidays just don't mean what they used to mean when you're just an employee. Your business is a part of you, period. So be prepared for the marathon of your life. All right, thanks a lot for watching. As always, the first 25 people that sign up with the link in the description will get 3 free months on our Slidebean premium plans.